Thanks very much. More from the Archers tonight at 7.
To inspire. To fill someone with confidence. To breathe life into. To animate or invigorate. Celebrate inspiring women in music this International Women's Day with a whole day of music by female composers, plus discussion, guests, and live performance. International Women's Day, on Tuesday the 8th of March, over on BBC Radio 3.
Here on BBC Radio 4 now, Pilgrim continues. William Palmer must do what he can to prevent the marriage of Mr. Delancey's daughter to the King of the Grey Folk in Pilgrim, Cordly Fair by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz.
Not saying he's not dead, Frank. I'm saying that I like the idea of him not being dead. That's not the same as saying I've seen him ordering a burger and a shake or something.
Heard somewhere that that was on account of the fact he grew up eating squirrels, burgers.
Elvis ate squirrels.
And that the first thing he ever did when he got himself a little money in his pocket was to order himself a hamburger and fries.
Well, I heard he runs a car wash in Tucson.
And I heard I'm a damn hound dog.
Well, everyone knows that. Still like the idea of Elvis being out there in the world, though. Coming and going as he pleases. Answering to nobody.
Like you in Cordly, India.
What?
You don't get bothered, do you?
No, I don't. Why would I?
And you don't miss it, being bothered. You must miss it a bit.
I wasn't really bothered, Frank, ever.
You were famous.
Trapeze artists aren't famous.
You were?
Well, believe me, I was more than ready to leave Quaxis and come back home.
And Boris?
You have to stop Googling me and Boris, Frank. Seriously. Me and Boris are 4 years done and good riddance.
Well, you must miss it sometimes. Quaxis, the circus.
What I missed, Frank, was having a fiancé who ever thought to give me a piece of stained glass as a keepsake. What I missed was this. Cordly in the autumn. What I missed was all the colours of the world combined in just one tree. That's what I missed. I didn't know I missed it until I found it.
You'll make me cry saying things like that.
You see, Frank?
No.
You're you. You're who you are. No crazy moods and definitely no axes.
Just someone who gives you broken pieces of stained glass to stick in your pocket.
Which is why the sooner we find our own place, the better.
Amen to that.
I'd like to have a party too. Invite everyone.
Brilliant plan. Did he really take an axe to a piano? Boris?
You hear that?
What?
That. Listen. There.
Don't hear anything.
Cordly Fair. Cordly Fair. Get your tickets. Cordly Fair.
How is this?
Mr. Ribbons.
Rhymes with ribbons. Dear India.
How does he know your name?
Childhood sweethearts, us.
Childhood?
Who's your long-faced friend?
This is Frank. He's my fiancé.
Your fiancé? Fancy.
You look like Mr. Punch.
Do I now? Well, I'm very sorry to say that this offer today isn't open to you, Frank.
What offer's that?
Why, to take your place in Cordly Fair.
Cordly what?
Behold.
Wow.
What's going on?
Can't you see it?
See what?
The fair, Frank. Cordly Fair. It's right in front of you.
Well, there's nothing there.
No delaying now, my dear India.
But I don't want to go without Frank.
Up to you, my pretty one. Entirely up to you.
I've got to go. I've just got to.
India? Where's she gone?
Toodle pip, Frank.
India? India!
Of all the tales told on these islands, few are as strange as that of William Palmer. Cursed, apparently, on the road to Canterbury in the spring of 1185, for denying the presence of the other world by the king of the grey folk, or fairy, himself, and compelled to walk from that day to this between the worlds of magic and of men, and subsequently known in all the strange and wonderful lore attributed to the mysterious William Palmer as Pilgrim.
Well, you've made some changes, Moira. In the kitchen.
I did that years ago.
Is it really years?
Yes, Billy. Years and years.
Yeah, the colour's different on the walls.
We went for something brighter, livelier. Cerise.
Cerise.
Well, we like it.
Boyd and you.
Haven't married anyone else lately. You?
What?
You haven't, have you? Married anyone?
Who'd have me?
I'd pay to meet them, whoever it was. Billy?
Yes?
You all right?
Well, why wouldn't I be?
I don't know. You seem...
No, I always regret I didn't see more of you over the years. You in India.
Can't be in two places at once, I don't suppose. Not even you.
You ever hear from Solstice?
No, Gary.
Was that his name?
Lives on Minorca now.
Minorca?
That's the last I heard.
He wasn't very happy with me, was he? Solstice.
Oh.
Remember, we had that set to.
Yeah, a little bit more than a set to. You broke his nose and loosened teeth, as I recall.
Well, things had got well out of hand.
Better since you sent him packing. Much.
It was you who sent him packing, Moira.
25 years ago. Can you believe it? Because I'm not sure I can believe it. Happier days with Boyd.
Where is Boyd?
Oh. He's visiting his son, Lane. Lane's 40 now, lives in New Zealand. And India, 30.
30?
Zoom.
Cerise, you say?
Works, doesn't it?
And nothing's occurred here in the house?
That you could even ask the question.
Well, I have to ask the question, Moira, you know I do.
No, nothing's happened here.
And you're sure?
You don't think I'd know if something had. And you don't have to ask the question.
Oh, it was impressive, it really was. Summoning and controlling your own spirit. I've encountered magicians who knew a lot more and achieved a lot less.
That was all Solstice's doing, and well you know it.
I wasn't suggesting.
Weren't you?
No, of course not.
Because I had no hand in it.
I know.
And ever since the day that you came and got rid of that thing...
Mr. Hibbins.
That fool Solstice conjured there in that fireplace. There's never been so much as a whiff of anything untoward in this house. And you know that very well, Billy. Yes, you do. So mention Solstice again and I shall throw this plate at you.
Steady on.
There's soup on the stove. It's potato and leek. Homemade.
Ooh. It's not me banning the fire-breathing Layla. It's the authorities.
But Tassos spoke to you first. Why did he talk to you first and not the both of us?
Which is why we're talking about it now.
But why does everyone always talk to you first about everything?
Layla.
Layla what? Does Boris know too?
I very much doubt it, as I haven't seen Boris in 4 years.
What have you been smoking, girl?
Excuse me?
We just ate together.
When?
20 minutes ago.
We did.
India?
We did, didn't we? Boris's birthday. The cake.
The cake was amazing.
It was amazing, wasn't it?
Boris adored it. Almost as much as he adores you. Oh, what was that for?
That was for being the best. Absolutely the best. You're right about the fire breathing. Tassos can tell the authorities they can forget it.
Clowns have started early.
Boys and their firecrackers. Boris blames the Italians.
Boris is Italian. Italian-Russian.
He is.
Eh?
He is. And... we're aerialists, right?
What?
That's what we do here.
What was in that cake?
Huh?
And we're not aerialists, India.
We aren't.
We're the most astounding trapeze act in the world, we two. So they say in Die Welt, Le Monde, The Times.
How sweet it is to get cake from you.
Calm it down, Boris, please.
Ready to check the rope and swings?
The way we always used to.
Used to? The way we always do, every show.
She's been talking strange all afternoon, and I have makeup to put on. I'll see you in the caravan, India.
I'll be right over.
Boris?
Layla?
What is wrong with me today?
Feeling sick?
I don't know. I was here yesterday, right?
Yes, you were here yesterday. You were here this afternoon, too, and that cake was the best, the very best.
It was good, wasn't it? Marseille's finest.
So, let's go check the ropes.
Cordley Fair?
Where? Seriously, India, you want me to get Tassos to call a doctor?
No, no, of course not. Just all feels odd somehow. You, this, the circus.
Odd? How?
Wrong. Like a thought, just out of reach or something.
No way, baby. No way I'm fighting today. Not after the cake.
Nobody wants a fight, Boris. Least of all me. I just want to understand.
Here's what you need to understand.
Wow.
There she is. There's my happy girl.
So India's engaged.
To Frank Meyer. Never seen her happier. More soup?
Thank you.
Oh, he makes the most beautiful stained glasses, Frank.
Whatever happened to the axe man?
Boris hasn't been with Boris for years now.
She was keen on the axe man, I remember.
Of course, you met him, didn't you?
He's quite a character, wasn't he?
Amour fou.
He was her solstice then.
I still have that plate to hand. There's nothing else, is there, Billy?
Else?
You turning up here this evening?
No, I just hope to see you both, you and India.
That's good, right?
Of course it's good. Sad to miss Boyd, too.
I'll be sure and say hello.
Moira?
We're in the kitchen, Frank.
Frank? Leave, Frank.
Hi, Moira.
This is William, William Palmer.
Hello, Frank.
Where's India?
She's...
Frank?
What is it, Frank?
Rhymes with ribbons.
Oh, no. Oh, Frank.
Got him.
Oh.
All right, sit here.
Lila wants to do it anyway, despite what the authorities want. The fire breathing.
Yeah, hold still, India. These laces are...
Vulgar, aren't they? Stupid bodies.
You said it.
Lila says we told Tassos we're not cutting the fire breathing out of the act.
And you agree?
She's my partner, isn't she?
But Tassos is right too, no? About the fire breathing is pretty dangerous. And once Tassos gets an idea in his head...
Well, any time he likes, Tassos knows what he can come over here in case.
There she is, my chica.
Your chica, imagine.
Don't say it like that.
Like what?
Like, you don't believe it.
I do believe it. And I was thinking...
You were?
About us two moving in together. What we talked about.
When did we talk about it?
You know. You could if you wanted.
Really?
If you need time to think.
Time is what I don't need.
I don't know what it is you want me to say, quite, William. I appreciate that this isn't easy.
No.
For everyone concerned, including me. And you're an old friend of Moira's.
India, too.
Go back to when India was just a baby, Moira said.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which means you must have known her when you were about, what, 10 years old?
I'm older than I look.
And how old would that be?
Old enough to help, Frank. And that's all I'm trying to do.
Help with what's happened, dear.
Fetch India back. But I can't do it unless you tell me everything that occurred here this afternoon.
I've never had any situation like this.
Believe me, I understand, Frank. I really do.
Because you have experience of this sort of thing.
Yes.
And Mr. Ribbons, you have experience of him, too.
I would really appreciate your help, Frank, but that's up to you.
She said she knew him, India. Knew him from when she was a child.
They had known each other briefly, yes, that's true.
How briefly?
Let's say I intervened.
Intervened how?
I put things right. I'd hoped forever.
Because you're magic, too.
If that makes it easier.
More than just a friend of the family.
I'm that, too, and I know that it's a lot to ask of you, Frank, but without me, I fear she may be lost for good, and there's no time to waste.
You know what it is, then, this Cordley Fair.
I know that it's an enchantment.
Lucky you happen to be in Cordley, then. All things considered, quite the coincidence.
Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. It's up to you, Frank. But delaying only delays me finding India.
then you can get to her.
Let's start with everything that happened earlier today.
Elvis. We were talking about Elvis.
Honestly, Boyd, everything's fine. Yes, of course I'm sure. No, it's nothing, it's just a fly on the window. Listen, we'll speak on Friday, all right? Love to Lane. All right, bye. Bye.
You'll be very pleased to know I fixed the latch and mended the oven light.
Who the...
Didn't Pilgrim say?
Billy?
Mr. Delancey, I hope I haven't startled you.
Mr...
Oh, Alston. He knew me as Alston. Delancey's the name I took when I retired. The Flower House didn't happen to mention it, I don't suppose.
Does William know you're here?
I doubt he'd be very much surprised at my turning up. Cerise.
Sorry?
On the walls, here. Very roomy.
Mr. Who, did you say?
Delancey. Fearless and fancy.
Rhymes with ribbons.
Mr. Hibbins.
You're an acquaintance of that person?
Happily, no. But I like that we're speaking of him, Moira. Means that we're getting somewhere, making progress, yes.
Does it?
And may I say, straight off the bat, I consider you an excellent choice of mother for my child. Yes, I do.
Your child?
The one Pilgrim squirreled away in the hope that she would never be discovered by the king, but who has, it seems, discovered her after all. And while in your care, tut-tut.
Hindi is 31 this year.
Golly.
She's a woman. She's able to make her own decisions.
And what decisions has she made lately?
What?
What decisions has she made lately?
Oh, you're frightening me.
Must I ask the question again? I think I must.
Mr. Hibbins took her.
Took her?
Into Cordley Fair. She disappeared.
India, dear?
Yes.
And Pilgrim? What's Pilgrim doing about this solid state of affairs? Not sitting on a step somewhere having a good long think, I hope.
He left hours ago with Frank.
And who's Frank?
India's fiancé.
Her fiancé?
They're very much in love.
Are they now?
Yes, they're planning to live together.
Super.
What?
Super. Good. That oven light, huh? Bit of an animal. Fixed it in the end, though. Why don't you give it a try? Happy?
Silly thing's been broken for ages.
And now you owe me a favour, beautiful Moira. Correct?
If you say so.
Oh, I do say so, yes.
Oh?
But for now, a little chinwag should suffice. You won't object, I hope.
To what?
A little chinwag.
No.
Oh, splendid. Now, you named her India, my child?
It was the fashion at the time.
Uh-huh, so Billy said.
And when he appeared, Mr. Hibbins, he was pushing a cart with squeaky wheels.
And his face looked like Mr. Punch.
He said they were childhood sweethearts.
And then?
The fair appeared right here. At least, appeared to India.
You didn't see it?
I didn't see anything. Nothing. It's like as soon as she saw the fair, she forgot about everything. Which means it's magic, right? It's a magical fair, like from a story.
Only it isn't a story.
You really believe you can do something, don't you?
Yes, I really do.
At least she has the glass with her.
The glass?
We split this piece of stained glass when we got engaged. It's what I do, work in stained glass.
Moira said.
In the shape of a heart. She has one half, I have the other. See?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
Would you mind if I borrowed it?
Borrowed it?
All care will be taken, and it would help to have it.
I don't think I could bear to lose it.
Look, trusting me is a lot to ask, I know, but you have my word. I will stop at nothing to bring India back.
And you'll do that?
By finding Mr. Hibbins.
Which you can do.
Which I can do.
Even if he's crafty.
I promise to be craftier.
Please take care of it, the heart.
You have my word. Thank you, Frank. I appreciate you speaking with me.
So, what happens now?
Well, I'd like you to go back to Moira's house and wait for me there.
While you...
While I wait up here. See what the breeze blows in.
And a twirl!
And I will be looked after there.
Most assuredly.
In your flower house.
You will be cherished and adored.
Oh, how amazing.
It is amazing, Moira. It is the joy that will be yours. The happiness.
Like being in love.
Like being in love every day, every hour, every living moment.
Oh, like ecstasy.
Precisely so. And twirl. What feet. Oh, what dancing feet.
I love to dance.
And your man, Solstice, he conjured him here. That little abomination.
In that very fireplace.
Mr. Hibbins.
Rhymes with ribbons.
And India made his acquaintance. Played with him as a child.
Most certainly she did.
And you permitted that.
Oh, I didn't know. Am I doing the arms right? I don't think I am doing the arms right.
The one person who should never have met him. And...
Oh. Oh, but then Billy came and there was the most awful scene. There really was. I've never seen anyone as angry as Billy was that day.
No, and... Oh.
Do I do the cha-cha-cha now?
We're not quite ready for the cha-cha-cha.
No.
The fact of the matter is, I don't think we shall ever be ready for the cha-cha-cha.
Oh, what teeth you have, Mr. Delancey. I hadn't noticed. So sharp.
And Pilgrim, he dealt with this Mr. Hibbins how?
Never knew quite what he did exactly, but he never bothered us again. Oh, I'd forgotten how much I love to dance.
Good old reliable Pilgrim.
I was terribly upset, too. I had no idea, you see, that Solstice was up to anything naughty like that.
And Solstice, what became of him?
Sent him packing like the bad egg he was. Got lucky with Boyd, though. Lovely Boyd.
Does Boyd love to dance?
Boyd and I met dancing at a rave in 1991. I'd all but given up on anything like that happening to me.
But I bet Boyd doesn't have the same dash as I, the same savoir-faire.
He's a very practical person. Calls a spade a spade.
What else would one call a spade? How tempted I am to skip away with you, sweet Moira.
Don't hesitate, dear wonderful man. I'm yours.
But Pilgrim may yet prevail.
Oh, always such a misery guts, old Billy.
Ah, but he is our misery guts, is he not?
He gave her to me in the ruins of Bagledon Abbey, you know. India. Just a few miles away.
I didn't know.
Of course she didn't have a name then. I was barely 20, but I knew the second I saw her that I would love that baby as my own from that day on. And so did Billy, I suppose. And what a beautiful baby she was.
She was indeed, yes. A proper treasure.
Moira! Oh. Oh! Moira!
Hello, Frank. This is Mr. Delancey.
Mr. Who?
Delancey. And you may shut your gaping mouth.
Right.
Where's Pilgrim?
Who?
He means William.
Oh, on Caudley Hill.
And what does he do up there?
Waits to see what the breeze blows in.
I'm better at this than you, Mr. Hibbins. Most assuredly I am. Waiting. What I don't know about...
Pilgrim!
Mr. Hibbins, at last.
Missed me?
I can't say so, no. Not missed you, no.
Best you spoke to me with respect. I do the king's bidding now.
Which would be the abduction of India?
She went in of her own accord. Yes, she did.
Into Caudley Fair.
Expect you're going to insist on making a visit. Is that right? Are you hoping for admittance?
I can't deny the thought had crossed my mind.
Most lovely it is, too. Tailor-made, exactly.
Tailor-made?
For those that venture in, yes.
You must speak plainly.
I mustn't do anything you tell me. No, I mustn't. I do not answer to you, Pilgrim. No, I do not.
You are well, Mr. Hibbins? Yeah, you seem so.
I am. I am.
You have an air of wellness.
I have responsibilities. And I would appreciate it if you were a little more kind and courteous to one who does the bidding of the king.
Oh, you will forgive me, I hope.
Especially as you and the king are at loggerheads. Are you not?
The king can't have India for his bride.
Beg pardon? Can't? Not for you to say what the king cannot have, no.
I know he wants her for his own, Mr. Hibbins.
Rhymes with...
I know what it bloody rhymes
Let's
with.
Let's not lose our temper like before.
I demand you take me to her this instant.
No.
Mr. Hibbins forgets that I once persuaded him to confine himself in a shoe.
Because you tricked me.
Fool for pride. Yes, you were.
Well, now I do the king's bidding.
Yeah, very pleased with yourself, you do look.
I wouldn't disrespect me, Pilgrim. No, I would not. Because the king may have loved you once, but not so now. No, not so now.
If you will not help me, there is one far worse than I coming here whose bidding you might very well choose to heed.
And that would be...
That would be me, you speak of sorry spew.
No, Mr. Delancey,
yes,
not right now.
Mr. Delancey, right now.
If you kill him, your daughter is lost forever, my lord.
The king shall hear of this.
I don't doubt it. Well, Pilgrim.
Well, my lord.
Have you found her yet, my daughter?
I believe that Mr. Hibbins here was about to take me to her. Weren't you, Mr. Hibbins?
I was.
This Mr. Hibbins?
That Mr. Hibbins, who will be of no use to either of us dead, my lord.
Get up.
Well, only if you promise not to hurt us.
Get up!
Oh, in cahoots, are we? You two? Outlaw to outlaw.
And how, pray, am I an outlaw?
By defying the king. By turning on one who does his bidding.
You hear that, Pilgrim? He accuses us of turning on him.
You may have a point.
Oh, wise Pilgrim.
Wise Pilgrim.
And no favours will be granted to either of you while I am harassed.
Harassed? I'll show you harassed.
It might be better if you left this to me, Mr. Delancey. As agreed.
Sound advice, I would say. In the circumstances, yes. Very good. Best you went on your way and fare thee well.
Pish to our agreements and pish to you, Mr. Hibbins, if you play me false in any regard. Lovely woman, Moira. Couldn't have made a better choice for India.
Could I not?
And what a dancer she's proved to be.
Is she harmed?
Well, that's very much up to you, old boy. Ta-ta.
Always a wild one at heart, that Mr. Delancey. Famed for it.
Definitely not my first choice of adversary.
We were adversaries, Pilgrim. You and I.
It was you that confined himself.
Well, that was then, and this is not then. This is now.
Is it this way? The fair?
It was the king of the grey folk who rewarded me with my sweet liberation.
I'm just going to start walking.
You are not permitted to do anything without me.
I would be obliged if you would show me the way.
Why, it is all there before you, Pilgrim. Cordly Fair.
Oh, my.
And don't you go thinking I presented this to you because you made me, because you didn't make me. Not at all. Not in any wise.
Where is this?
India's circus.
Quaxus?
The very same.
Well, she left Quaxus 4 years ago.
And this is her Cordly Fair.
Because Cordly Fair is tailor-made to the person going into it?
Pilgrim understands everything.
Your own personal fair. Different for everyone.
As yours will be, yes.
What?
Regard. India.
Where?
The big tent.
I can't see her.
Approaching the pirate.
That's Boris.
You and the pirate are acquainted.
I met him once, years ago, when he and India were... He's no pirate. He's some sort of stunt motorcyclist.
Didn't warm to him, then?
I know she's not involved with him anymore.
Shall we eavesdrop? I think we should. Yes, eavesdrop.
I'd sooner you let me get her out of here.
Boris!
I don't doubt. Now, attend.
Boris!
Chica!
What are you doing?
Noise the bike was making tonight.
What?
Between the show, something's up with the engine. Just don't know what.
Then you're not joining us.
Joining you?
Champagne in the caravan.
Champagne?
Lil is there and everything, just as we agreed.
What did we agree to?
Our party to celebrate moving in.
When did we agree to that?
This afternoon, when we walked on the hill.
Huh?
We talked about Elvis.
Elvis?
Yes, Boris, Elvis. How can you not remember?
We talked about Elvis.
Yes.
What are you talking about? Maybe you should see the doctor, India.
Maybe you should.
I don't want to fight.
Me neither. What I want is to see you in my caravan raising a glass to our future. Clearly, there's been a mistake.
India, wait.
I thought this was what you wanted, Boris. I'm sorry to say I was wrong.
But we didn't talk about Elvis. Not once, never. Not this afternoon or yesterday afternoon or... We never talked about Elvis.
What?
Seriously.
You're not lying.
Why would I lie?
See you over at mine when you're finished. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, she is in a muddle, isn't she, Pilgrim?
Please, let me get her out of here.
Not in my power to do.
But you lured her in.
Lured her in? The very idea. She came of her own accord. Yes, she did. I merely presented her with the opportunity.
I should have let Delancey...
Let Delancey do what?
India? India, it's William. William Palmer.
You don't imagine that she can hear or see you, do you?
But...
You asked to see her. Here she is. And she is the king's now, as well you know.
I would speak to the king.
You speak to me. You speak to the king.
Oh, Majesty. Majesty!
It will do you no good. He has closed his ears.
Your argument is with me, Majesty, not India.
Best you not enrage him. Shut up. Insults now. Lovely.
Change your mind, Majesty. I beg you, just change your mind.
The circus? Where did the circus go?
You had what you asked for, Pilgrim. You saw her. And to think you imagined the king would never find her.
Don't you dare mock me, Mr. Hibbins. Don't you dare.
Or you'll what? Dispatch me like you should have dispatched him you considered a son.
This has nothing to do with Morgan.
But it has everything to do with you. You, Pilgrim. It has everything to do with why you have disobeyed and dishonored the king.
How have I dishonored him?
Well, I think that we can both agree that he now finds you disagreeable. Does he not, Pilgrim? I think we can both agree on that. Circumstances being as they are.
And you have the ear of the king?
Only in as much as he has decided to confine you here in Cordley Fair.
Confine me?
Behold your own Cordley Fair, dear William Palmer. Why, what is that they are building there? Could that be...
It's bailed in the abbey.
Oh, and who's this pushing his wagon up the old dirt track?
Zach. That's Zachary.
And we know where that track leads, don't we, William Palmer? That track leads all the way to Baildon Abbey. And what an abbey it will be. What a wonder. At least, until they demolish it.
No, this is a trap.
But that won't be for centuries yet. Centuries and centuries. And William Palmer, the stonemason, will be long gone and forever forgotten.
Get me out. Get me out.
Run in any direction you like, old man. Makes no difference.
On your feet, Billy.
Zachary?
No need to look so dismayed. It's just a bit of mud.
It can't be you.
Why can't it?
Because...
Because a burping in Bavaraby has laid siege to your throat, I will wager.
What?
If you're all done with your clowning, I'd appreciate you getting behind the cart and giving it a push.
The cart? Yes.
Abbey ain't gonna build itself, is it?
Bailed in Abbey.
Did the devil thump your head or not?
There was a woman.
Was there?
India. Her name was India.
Best you don't let your Juliana hear you saying that.
Juliana?
After all, what occurs on pilgrimage stays on pilgrimage, ain't that what they say?
What pilgrimage was this?
The one you just got back from.
The one I...
Have you lost your wits completely?
I'm sorry, Zach. I don't know what you're saying.
You're our very own pilgrim. First of all, the Baildon Masons to make the big walk to Canterbury.
I'm the first.
I'm very glad we were to see you home safe.
Something happened.
Yeah, you fell in a puddle.
No, on the road to Canterbury. Something happened to me. There was a man. On the road, there was another man.
I'm sure there was, and plenty. Now, please, Billy, get behind the blooming cart and push.
La, 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 la.
Come sit down, Moira. What do we do now?
We don't do anything.
Did Mr. Delancey say where he was going?
I think we know better than to quiz Mr. Delancey. Best you stay here, safe with me.
Wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of him.
Oh, he's not so bad once you get to know him.
Once you get to know him.
Feels lonely, though, don't it? William gone. India gone. Mr. Delancey gone.
It's as if we've been abandoned.
Nothing to be done.
Nothing to be done.
All feels odd, though. Does everything feel odd to you?
Candy floss. It's like living in candy floss.
That's exactly what it's like.
Did he do something to us, do you think?
Something magic?
Yes.
Shall we dance? He said we should dance.
He did.
Well, then twirl me, Frank. Twirl me.
Like this.
Ah, perfect. La, 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 la.
Mr. Hibbins, together again. We two.
At your service, Mr. Delancey.
Must say, I'm struggling. I really am.
With what, Mr. Delancey?
We're not pulling your disgusting head off right now.
Not a course of action either I or the King would recommend, Mr. Delancey.
And Pilgrim.
Oh, Pilgrim? You won't see him no more. Oh, no.
And why pray is that?
Because he has had a change of heart. And has taken his refuge in Cordley Fair.
And my daughter.
What of her?
He found her, Pilgrim.
Most assuredly.
And?
And nothing.
Nothing?
That face, my lord. Why, he has played you false. Untrustworthy, Pilgrim. Yes.
You will take me to her this instant.
Most certainly I will. Why, with this pinch of dust, behold... Cordley Fair.
And she is within?
Most certainly.
Seek to trick me in any wise, Mr. Hibbins, and I shall make ribbons of you before your very eyes. Am I clear?
You could not be clearer, my lord, no.
And this path will lead me to India?
Most assuredly. Follow.
You want to? You're not going to change your mind or forget?
How many times, India? Yes.
Yes?
Absolutely, yes. But, and please, don't get mad at me.
I'm not going to get mad at you.
But we didn't speak about moving in together before. Ever.
We didn't?
No, I swear.
This is she, this is my daughter.
Here in her own Cordley Fair, yes.
She is very fair. Fair as a mother, my sweet Coral.
You are moved, my lord.
Release her this instant, Mr. Hibbins.
And I would be only too glad to do so, but it is beyond me.
Beyond you?
Most assuredly.
I would speak with her. May I speak with her?
You may try.
India, this is your father, Mr. Delancey of Clennan Court. She pays me no heed.
Perhaps say something she may be more familiar with.
Moira and your intended Frank await you. Why does she not respond?
Attend.
What did you say?
What?
About Frank.
Frank? I didn't say anything about Frank. Who's Frank now?
Frank's the man,
The man you...
The man, I don't know.
India, chica. Why don't we just hold each other for a while? Shall we do that?
Hold each other, yes.
Because that's what matters, isn't it? Being together. You and I.
That's exactly what matters, yes.
She is quite lost to the enchantment.
I fear so.
And it is you I should hold responsible.
Me? Who am I?
You will take me to him. Pilgrim. You can do that, can't you?
Most certainly, my lord.
Where is this place? Why, here is where they make the water spouts for Baildon Abbey.
The water spouts?
Most strange and monstrous they are.
Gargoyles, they call them gargoyles, the hot blood.
Mr. Delancey apprehends everything.
Is that Pilgrim there?
Most certainly, my lord.
Can he see me?
Not even a blink, my lord.
You need to get a hold of yourself, Billy.
Yes, you do.
There's been no sign of him, Hibbins.
Master Hibbins?
Exactly, Master Hibbins.
Oh, Master Hibbins. I say.
He speaks of you still.
Not for very much longer. Soon he will forget everything.
Then something must be done.
Well, if you imagine Pilgrim, proud Pilgrim, would ever do anything I asked of him, then you overestimate me, my lord. Yes. Why, what am I but a doorstop compared to the wonder of you, Mr. Delancey? You who went by the name of Alston. You who commanded armies. You who did the bidding of the king without care or mercy. You whose name was spoken with reverence even in the furthest barrows. You were spoken of in almost the same breath as the king.
The king who once loved me.
It is Pilgrim the king abhors. Not you, Mr. Delancey.
Then why steal away my daughter? My treasure.
Pilgrim is the key to comprehending it all. Yes. Pilgrim.
Perhaps you have a favour, Billy.
What?
A favour will make a man speak and see all kinds of fantastical creatures.
I don't have a favour, Zack. I have to go.
Go? Go where? You only just got back.
Cordley Fair.
Near here, is it?
I don't know where it is.
Well, I know what I know, Billy. And that is that Brother Aloysius intends to visit these workshops this afternoon. So best you look lively if you don't want him all barking and mardy the rest of the week.
What?
You know what.
I do know what. And the profanities. Never known a monk like it, never.
And I, for one, have no appetite for a dose of it this afternoon.
A tongue on him.
Would shame the devil.
Fantastical creatures, you say?
No question.
More fantastical than these designed here. She's an ugly old bugger, this one.
That he is, and no mistake.
Did I fashion this?
Most certainly you did.
Fine work I did, too.
It won't be me that disagrees with you there, Billy.
Seems he has quite forgotten himself already, Mr. Hibbins.
Seems so, my lord.
To see both him and my daughter lost in this place.
It is a dishonour, is it not?
It is cruel, is what it is, this enchantment.
Such compassion, my lord.
Not mocking me, are you, Hibbins?
Never, my lord, never.
Play me false in any regard.
And it is my head, of course. Yes, no question. Ouch. But Pilgrim
must be brought back to his senses. Yes.
Oh, well, look at that sun, Zack. Ah, glorious.
Sees you on the road and out he comes.
Oh, it's so good to see you, my brother.
You too, Billy. You too.
I'm so glad.
You are?
So glad to be home.
In Pilgrim, Codley Fair by Sebastian Bonchkiewicz, Pilgrim was played by Paul Hilton. Delancey was David Schofield, and Moira, Carolyn Pickles. Mr. Hibbins was Joseph Kloska. India, Scarlett Brooks. Frank, Nick Underwood. Zach, Sean Baker. Boris, Ewan Bailey. And Layla, Nicola Ferguson. The legend was Agnes Bateman. Pilgrim was directed by Mark Beebe.
And you can hear the final part of Pilgrim at the same time tomorrow here on BBC Radio 4 or online now.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. David Cameron has been holding a summit in northern France with President François Hollande. They discussed Islamist extremism, the Syrian civil war and the so-called jungle migrants camp in Calais, where thousands of people are hoping to reach the UK. A short time ago at a news conference in Amiens, Mr Cameron thanked France for its help and confirmed more money would be spent on security at the French port.
We would invest an additional £17 million in priority security infrastructure in Calais to assist the work of the French police. The money will go towards efforts to move people from the camps in Calais to facilities elsewhere in France, and we will fund joint work to return migrants not in need of protection to their home countries.
The President of the European Council has urged economic migrants not to come to Europe. Speaking in Athens, Donald Tusk said they shouldn't risk their lives or money making the journey. A 50-year-old man from Hampshire has been jailed for life for raping five women and attacking two others he met through the dating website Match.com. The judge told Jason Lawrence he was a danger to women and, given the chance, would rape again. The security forces in Turkey have shot dead two women who attacked a police station in Istanbul using guns and a grenade. Two policemen are reported to have been injured. Police in Oxfordshire say it could be many months before they complete their investigation at Didcot Power Station. One person was killed, three people are still unaccounted for following a building collapse last week. After days of counting, the result of Ireland's general election has finally emerged. Fine Gael remains the biggest party, but it's lost a third of its seats and will try to forge a new coalition. Former steelworkers from the firm SSI have been awarded a share of more than £6 million over a lack of consultation when the plant in Redcar closed. The community union took action on behalf of more than 1,100 members who lost their jobs when the site shut last year. BBC News.
I don't even think about it. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not grey.
Professor Mary Beard considers society's reluctance to go grey.
I sometimes look at women who've got maybe an expertly coloured head of hair, but the clash between the hair and the face.
I think, what are you trying to do? Embrace getting old.
It's a fantasy of naturalism to say, why don't we just let our hair do exactly what it wants? You know, what do you mean, not cut it?
Glad to be Grey on BBC Radio 4.
I think you can be cutting edge grey.
Tomorrow morning at 11.
Now on Radio 4, we join Claire Balding battling the elements in this week's Ramblings.
You join us on a windy day in South Suffolk, and I'm walking down a track just to the edge of a ploughed field that drops down steeply to the left to a hedgerow. It is winter, but it's actually quite mild. The wind has got a tiny bit of chill to it, but it's been such a relatively warm winter that, frankly, you're finally expecting a bit of cold, and it comes. Now,